You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Who would have thought that 3 years after the storm, the president can come and say, New Orleans, Louisiana is on its way back as a stronger and better city?
That's President Bush last week commemorating the upcoming anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. 3 years ago, it pounded the Gulf Coast, leading to the worst natural disaster in American history. Tens of thousands of people lost their homes from the brute force of Katrina or from the massive flooding following the New Orleans levee breaks. There, an entire American city was underwater. Now the nation is still grappling with what lessons have been learned, and Gulf Coast cities, New Orleans and Louisiana, are learning what it takes to rebuild. We begin the conversation this week with native New Orlean Lolis Eric Eli, a Metro columnist for the Times-Picayune, also the co-director of a new documentary film called Faubourg Tremé. Welcome, Lolis.
Good morning. How are you, Adora?
Very well. What has been learned?
Not nearly enough. What we found is that it was not the flood itself, it was not the hurricane itself that destroyed New Orleans, but it was actually the failure of the federal levees, and indeed the levees all over the country, which are similarly in danger, and we are not attempting to do much to help those in advance of a tragedy like Hurricane Katrina.
You mean those have been discovered through some investigations that have followed Hurricane Katrina as to what exactly went wrong?
Exactly. The Army Corps of Engineers did a report roughly a year after Hurricane Katrina citing projects in about 27 states that were endangered. Since then, Congress has cut off funding for that kind of investigation, so the Corps has not been able to continue to demonstrate to us which other places may be in trouble. And so it seems as though all of what happened in New Orleans could well happen somewhere else. Sacramento, California in particular, is in danger. But we have not taken this threat seriously enough in terms of dealing with our national infrastructure.
And why do you think that is?
Part of it has got to be partisan politics in the sense that the failure of the Bush administration after Hurricane Katrina was so massive that the president and his party need to sort of sweep that under the rug. I think the Democrats are afraid of talking too much about Hurricane Katrina because so much of the dialogue about it has centered around the issue of race, and that remains a very uncomfortable issue for Americans. So the fact that there are a lot of conclusions to be drawn or a lot of lessons to be learned that do not revolve around the issue of race seems to be insufficient to keep this as a major issue, particularly in a presidential year.
Katrina certainly pulled back the layers of many issues, like you've just mentioned, frail infrastructure or flawed emergency response efforts, to enormous racial divides. What has changed in the 3 years since then for the better?
Well, we have a degree of civic activism, which we hadn't had before. There's a great fear that the government would tell people that they could not come back to certain areas, and people in Broadmoor and in parts of the Ninth Ward and other places banded together to try to bring their communities back. The other thing is that, for better and for worse, New Orleans is the center of the experiment in charter schools, and so there's a whole new education system. It's like three-tiered. And what ends up happening, of course, though you may not agree with the charter school, the privatization of education, as it were, you find that some of these schools have done incredibly good things. And additionally, there's a sense of the preciousness of our culture and our resources that we didn't have before in the same way. The fear that all our musicians and all our chefs would leave forever made us work hard to get them back. And also, we understand how important the wetlands are in a way that we didn't before. Because Louisiana is home to about 40% of the nation's wetlands, but we have 90% of the nation's coastal wetland loss. And that wetland loss is what makes us so susceptible to hurricanes, and we're fighting now harder than ever to try to reverse that process.
Given all of those lists of major problems still, where do you think the priorities should be?
I think the priorities need to be with making good levees, reconstructing them. They were supposed to protect us up to a Category 3 storm. We need levees that will protect us up to a Category 5 storm. And we have to rebuild the wetlands. And the rest of the country doesn't understand how important this is as a national issue. The reason that a place like Omaha or a place like Pittsburgh can have access to the international markets is largely because their ships go down the Mississippi River through the Gulf of Mexico. And so we find that there's a sense that people don't understand how important the port is to them. 20% of the nation's exports, including 60% of the grain exports, go through the port of New Orleans. So people keep thinking that they're helping New Orleans out of some sort of charitable Christian ideal. I'm saying don't even think in those terms. Think about what's in it for you. And the nation is yet to address that.
Do you think sometimes people in New Orleans feel like America has forgotten them?
All the time we feel that way. The president comes down and makes this delusional statement about New Orleans being better than ever. No one in their right mind could say that with the facts at their hands. What becomes clear is that the country sees us as somehow a nation apart, some basket case that they're being kind to assist. Now, individual Americans have been fantastic, but the American government has not been much of a partner in our recovery.
Lois, what's your hope as we mark this three-year anniversary? What's your hope for the next year?
My hope is that once the pressures of partisan politics have subsided to some extent after the presidential election, that the nation will take another look at what needs to be done to see to it that another community is not devastated in the way that mine has been.
Lois, Eric, Eli, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure as always, Dora.
Lois, Eric, Eli, a Metro columnist for the Times-Picayune, also the co-director of a new documentary film called Faubourg Tremé. Now we're going to turn to Femi Okeh, who's got a few headlines for us. Femi?
Thanks very much, Adora. Just coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people, by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.